darling hearts, and welcome to this 160th episode of the Drink Less, Live Better podcast. This is the podcast that helps you to see that drinking less doesn't need to be stressful, lonely, or boring. I'm your host, Sarah Williamson, and I decided to have a year alcohol-free as a little life experiment and haven't looked back. I'm a best-selling author, expert speaker, and life coach. I'm here to champion you with your alcohol-free or drink-less adventures. Give me a follow over on Instagram at drinklesslivebetter and head to the website drinklesslivebetter.com where you will be able to sign up to the 5-day drink-less experiment, find blog posts, and you can choose to join the email club where I share resources, wisdom, insights, and glimmers of hope and joy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's get straight to it. Here is one thing I was wrong about. And it is only an example of one thing. I've been wrong about many, many things. It was in my third year of university, I finally got fully invested in my education. Yeah, you'd have thought I'd have got the hang of it before then, but I actually hadn't. I had had a roller coaster through my education. I was absolutely average, perhaps slightly under, all the way through school. I did not gain loads of confidence and self-esteem as a child from my educational experience. Well, you know, it was the 80s. My GCSE maths took me 4 attempts to get. My A-levels were an unmitigated disaster. I sometimes look back and don't really quite know how I got into university, apart from, let's say, it was the 90s. I did have the most astonishing careers teacher just at the end of my schooling, and he was the one who said to me, "Are you going to go to university?" I don't think I'd considered it before then. Anyway, I got to university. My first university course was amazing in the first semester and absolutely horrific in the second semester. If you're interested in hearing about it at some point, ask me my second semester story. It's a cracker. Anyway, I changed universities, I changed courses. In my third year at university, I suddenly realised things were going incredibly well. I was working on a piece of group work, and this was going to contribute to one of my final marks of the year, and things were looking spectacularly good. I really was on target for a first-class degree. This particular piece of group work that was happening wasn't quite going in the way that it could have. And I was having a tutorial with my professor, just one-to-one, and we were talking about what was going wrong with this particular piece of work and the group of people I was working with. I was clearly getting frustrated and cross with the input that others were not putting in. Professor Peter Howard said to me, "Sarah, would you allow me to make a comment at this point?" And I said, yeah, of course, go ahead. That's what I'm here for. And he said, "Sarah, you don't suffer fools gladly, do you?" And I said, "Yeah, exactly right. I don't suffer fools gladly. And I'm surrounded by them at this moment. People are really holding me back. They just aren't putting the work in to this group piece of this group assignment. And this might affect my grade. It is really, really getting my goat." And he said, hang on a moment. You don't suffer fools gladly, Sarah. And this is my criticism of you." And he let it hang. And I sat there with my mouth open. Up until that point, I had always seen not suffering fools gladly as a proud boast, as something to feel very pleased and smug about. Like what? I was superior to somebody else? I really don't think that is actually the case. I started to cry, and he very kindly left the room. I remember standing there, looking out of his office window and feeling furious with other people, with him, but most of all, with myself. Of course, he was entirely right. Of course, it was a criticism, and of course, I needed to hear that. This was probably my first experience of having some of my harder edges softened off. Although it sounded as if he'd delivered something quite harsh, he hadn't done it in a particularly unkind way. He'd just done it in a totally truthful way. None of us are fools. We're all doing what we can. There doesn't need to be any suffering fools gladly. The more of us who are tolerant, loving, and kind to each other, the better. Of course. Thank you for listening in today. Come back again next week. If you fancy leaving a podcast review, that'd be cracking. And P.S. I believe in you.